Over the course of 24 hours last weekend, 14 people in Portland overdosed on opiates. Two of them died. It's prompted the city to launch an outreach campaign to try to reduce overdoses. But as officials outlined plans to address the problem at a press conference today, they also lamented the lack of available treatment options in the state. Patty White has more.
Last weekend represents a serious spike in overdose numbers, according to city manager John Jennings, prompting immediate action, from increasing police patrols in public parks where discarded needles have been found, promoting the Portland Needle Exchange, distributing more public health PSAs, and creating an online resource.
Which you'll see through the recently launched website, overdosepreventionproject.org.
Increased awareness is one area which Portland officials believe they have some control in addressing a growing problem. 2014 was the deadliest year on record for drug overdoses. According to the Maine Attorney General's office, 208 people died, a nearly 20% increase from the previous year. That sharp rise is attributed to increased use of heroin and fentanyl, a synthetic opiate similar to morphine but more powerful. Portland Police Chief Mike Soschuk.
Many addicts are purchasing what they believe is heroin and ultimately finding it to be fentanyl, which in and of itself is a very, very deadly component. Whether you're cutting or that's the majority of that particular batch or dosage, that is a deadly combination.
Mayor Michael Brennan says a city task force is also looking into more long-term solutions and is considering replicating a Seattle-based program called LEAD. Brennan says the program focuses on social service interventions versus criminal interventions. So when a police officer encounters someone engaged in substance abuse or a crime,
instead of arresting them, they can divert them to the LEAD program, which will then provide treatment services, housing, employment opportunities, and other support services for that person.
But treatment remains an issue, says Chief Soschuk.
Are there beds? Are there treatment opportunities? Are there options? And I will tell you, there are not enough. In the city of Portland, in the nation, you name it, there are not enough rehabilitation or treatment opportunities out there.
Brent Miller, program director for the Discovery House in Bangor, says waiting lists for treatment are growing as other providers close or discontinue services. Methadone treatment wait times have doubled to between 3 and 4 weeks. Suboxone treatment wait times are even longer.
We are getting calls from all over, and unfortunately, we are limited to about right now 3 intakes a week, and we have a list. We're revamping and looking at it, but I'm thinking we're going to walk away with 100 people trying to get into our program.
Portland Mayor Michael Brennan says access to treatment has also been affected by Maine's decision not to expand Medicaid, as allowed under the Affordable Care Act.
Obviously, it's very difficult to access services just in general, but when you don't have insurance or some type of financial resource to seek out treatment, it becomes even a larger barrier.
Upon hearing about the 14 overdoses in Portland, Governor LePage announced Wednesday afternoon he'll convene local, state, and federal experts in August to discuss ways to effectively fight heroin addiction and trafficking. LePage also sent a letter to legislative leadership Wednesday asking them to reconsider allocating funding in the state budget to boost the number of Maine's law enforcement agents, district attorneys, and judges to help combat the state's drug problem. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.